Yo, what's up? I'm Christina.
I'm Isaiah Sanchez.
I'm Jaden Bogard.
I'm Laura.
And today we will be talking about famous people who have died under mysterious circumstances and why those theories have come to the surface. And we will just explain to you just different stuff about these people and why they possibly have died this way. So
I'm going to give you the lowdown. You know what I'm saying?
But not the hoedown.
The word on the streets.
The word.
That was a good one, actually.
I know it was a good one. I'm full of those.
I will be starting off with my two theories about Amelia Earhart. As most people may know, she went on just a flight and she just disappeared over the ocean. Nobody really knows exactly why or how.
And the Bermuda Triangle.
She just disappeared. One of the theories is that Amelia Earhart ran out of fuel, crashed, and perished in the Pacific Ocean. Now, this is one of the most generally accepted versions of the famous aviator's disappearance. Mm-hmm. Many experts believe Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan got slightly off course en route to a refueling stop at Howland Island in the Pacific Ocean.
I thought she flew by herself.
No, she had to have somebody with her.
Yeah,
but like,
I mean,
there's usually like two pilots, but this time there's just one.
Yeah, because she wanted to be like the first lady who, I guess,
flew across
around
the
world.
Like the Atlantic or something.
Is that the version that you believe,
or like a channel or something?
Yeah, this is just one of the most popular and most reasonable theories that people believe is that she just ran out of fuel over the ocean.
She's drinking coconuts.
Yeah, she's
on
one.
So, Earhart radioed U.S. Coast Guard ships stationed in the area, reporting that neither she nor Noonan could spot the tiny island where they were supposed to land. According to the so-called crash-and-sink theory, the plane eventually ran out of gas and plunged into the ocean, killing both Earhart and Noonan.
That's pretty terrible.
No, imagine just drowning death in an airplane.
Just drop like a freaking rock.
You know?
That's a major oof.
That's scary. That's a big old fat oof.
It then sank, leaving no sign of their whereabouts.
I mean, that would explain, like, you know, never seeing them again. They're, like, at the bottom of
They got eaten.
Nobody, like, knew what happened, really.
Did they even have radios back then?
They had
It said she radioed the U.S. Coast Guard ship stationed in the area.
So, well, why didn't they do nothing about
the first
it?
They were eating their dinner.
This is the first theory that is the most common theory. Okay.
They're eating dinner. You gotta let the people eat.
The second theory would be that Earhart landed safely on Gardner Island but died before she could be rescued. Now, I haven't really heard of this theory. It's just one that I saw and thought I could try to elaborate on. In this scenario, Earhart missed her intended Pacific Ocean refueling site, Howland Island, but spotted Gardner Island, now called, I don't know how to pronounce that word. Does anybody know how to pronounce that?
Nicomaro, I don't know.
Let's just go with that.
Island Nick.
I'm gonna just call it Island Niku. An uninhabited coral atoll nearby. She landed safely, but died before she could be rescued. This theory has gained ground in recent years due to the discovery on Niku of artifacts that could be related to Earhart. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
That is cool. I mean,
I'm related to her.
No, you're not.
She's my great-great-great aunt.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Did you go on to Ancestry.com?
No way.
No, I'm just kidding.
So she's not.
I'm only kidding. No.
What kind of plane was it?
It's a TIE fighter.
That's when you ask.
Could it land in the water or?
No.
It probably wasn't. I feel like
those are probably just one of those little passenger planes that they had back then.
Yeah. Probably break in half.
Yeah.
I would venture to guess that it probably wasn't, or she would be here today.
It was a TIE fighter.
Or would have been too.
She could have still died.
Darth Vader could have saved her, but he's evil, so he just laughed at her.
And he's not real. That kind of gets in the way, too.
He lives in Bermuda Triangle.
So, they said they found artifacts that could be related, such as an empty jar of freckle cream that she...
What?
Freckle cream?
That she preferred, and a piece of plexiglass similar to that used in the Loch Lockheed Electra airplane she flew. Well, I guess that explains what kind of airplane she flew.
Do you use freckle cream?
No, what?
She don't even got no freckles.
Cover up them freckles, Laura.
I wonder if freckle cream, does that prevent freckles?
It probably like covers them up, you know?
It puts but that'll a be shine like foundation.
The heck is foundation?
Foundation's like what girls like the cakey yeah. stuff they put on their face. Like icing.
It's like dear highlighting Lord. Your freckles. That's what
maybe.
I think.
Maybe.
I guess so. Or I've never heard of freckle cream.
A lot of people don't like freckles because it's like.
I mean. Like, I used to have freckles when I was really little, like on my face. But
I have one.
You have a few on your
yeah. Face.
I have them all over my face and my shoulders.
Too much
right
skin.
Here.
Yeah.
What?
Too dressed up.
Then it also says here that the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery recently launched its 7th expedition to the island to research for more clues.
Well, I hope they freaking find her, because that'd be pretty cool,
we're
actually.
We're going to find an arm over here, a leg west, a toe
this
north.
You got to think, there's probably, like, monkeys on the island, or, like, mushrooms. Like,
the
there's going to be
like
things that decompose her body.
Yeah.
The monkeys ate her.
Like,
plus, even if they did find her body, it's been, like, so many years since she's disappeared. Her body and her bones have probably decayed by now.
You might
like,
be able to find the bones.
She landed on
yeah.
King Kong's front doorstep.
But if
she
did
probably
die in the
did.
Ocean, then I highly doubt they'll ever find it.
I mean, you gotta think, like, they have, like, what's called body farms, where they study decomposition in, like,
mm-hmm.
different areas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it takes a very short time for a body to decompose, like, just sitting in a car, like, if you
yeah.
died in a car and were never found.
Yeah, it depends on, like, the temperature and
the
stuff.
Environment.
The
humidity,
yeah.
the temperature, like, the
Mother
water,
Nature, let's just say that.
The exposure to animals and decomposers.
Mm-hmm. It must stink on that farm.
It probably does, I would venture to guess, because bodies tend to swell up and explode.
How much Febreze
do
you
nice.
Febreze, they probably don't use it.
Just like Febreze.
I don't think Febreze could even try and cover that.
You know,
well, please. That's my two theories for the Earhart conspiracy.
So, which one do you believe more?
I believe in theory one more because it just makes sense. Because back then they didn't have like all the technology that we have today for like, and they didn't have as I'm guessing as big as gas tanks that they do now in these, like, huge, like, airplanes now. So, if she were to run out of fuel in the middle of the, let's see, Pacific Ocean, it
she's
just
a,
makes sense.
Yeah,
I heard
she's a long way
from
anything.
Before I heard the first one.
I felt like when she flew, she got stuck in a storm around the Bermuda Triangle, and she just landed somewhere in that area. Like crash landing.
See, I've even heard of stuff. I've heard of stuff about her being in Japan.
She got electrocuted.
Yeah, like she landed on some Japan island, then she was like under the name of like Tokyo Rose or something.
Yeah, and there was like I've seen documentaries where they like they have pictures, and you it's like an old picture, so you can't tell it's her.
She probably had amnesia when she landed.
She could have, but not necessarily.
She could have. It depends on like what kind of landing she took, like a rough one or
let's say she crashed
and
they found her.
Even if she were to land rough, she wouldn't necessarily have amnesia. It's just one of those chances.
Well, yeah,
she could have still crashed and
not
found her just in time.
I mean, PTSD can give you amnesia. Like,
true.
If, you know, say she were to have to like fight for her life or something, she could have dissociative personality disorder.
Because, I mean, back then, there was still, like, problems going over in Japan, weren't there?
When did she
crash again? So.
I heard she married Bruce Lee.
That's good stuff, I think.
That's what I heard.
That's my role model.
Say when she crash landed, but just, there's lots of theories that could just open up about Amelia Earhart. I mean, because there's so many things that could have gone wrong with planes back then.
Yeah. She could have honestly just dipped out and, like, flied to New York and just stayed there for the
she
rest of
she could have just been like, huh, yeet, jumped out the airplane and just glide somewhere.
They had parachutes, right?
Just tell her co-pilot, see
they weren't just in there.
She probably said she's going down with that plane. She probably had such a passion for it. I didn't know it personally.
I mean, for somebody who, like, tried
she
to fly
crazy.
Solo with just one person for, like, fuel... You would think she'd be pretty, like...
She was on opium.
Steady on trying to do do what she did.
I think she's crazy.
She was on opium.
She might have been crazy, but she was doing some big
stuff. Was she clinically insane? Like, is there any studies on that?
No.
She got electric. She got fried by lightning. When she went to the ground, the sharks thought she was like a toasty snack, and they ate her.
She got toasted.
That's the best theory I've heard so far.
It's the greatest theory of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, Isaiah.
I'm pretty good at this stuff, you know.
You going?
I'm going places. I'm going places. Big places.
Like
doing big things.
Maybe not college places.
Dang.
I'm just kidding, Isaiah. You can do whatever your heart desires.
That was bad, you know.
I'm kidding.
I'm going to be a garbage man now. I work for the government.
Don't they make pretty good money?
They make pretty good money.
Like how much?
I don't know, but they make pretty good money.
You can find some interesting things in garbage bags.
Yeah, you can.
Boy, I'm going to go dumpster diving.
You could find like a lot of stuff, and if they paid me the right amount of money...
You could probably find some like expensive stuff.
I'm gonna wear a Speedo and go dumpster diving.
That's a terrible idea. Have you ever heard of heroin needles? You'll get AIDS.
Yeah,
so fast. Like literally at light speed.
That's my plan.
Go out with a bang.
Fingers crossed. Isaiah, I don't really know what you want to do with your life, but. I'd advise you not to go dumpster diving in the Speedo.
I don't either. So, I don't know what
I'm anybody else want to talk about their theories?
Professional podcast.
Yeah. We could start a professional podcast group.
We could do this every Friday night, you know?
Yeah. Our plan was to come in here and talk about like 4 to 5 different conspiracy theories, but Christina's phone's about to die.
And that didn't happen.
And we've hit our time.
While before it dies, I mean, we could get like one more conspiracy theory in if we wanted to.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll go.
Get some extra credit in there for something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mine was about if I could talk, the Black Dahlia murder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Good stuff. Okay, so.
Wait, was that like her name or like?
No, it was like her stage name.
What does she do?
She was, y'all gotta let me get in here, okay? So, everyone, close your eyes.
I'm scared.
Just close your eyes. All right. Okay, so.
If you hit me.
It is, I'm not gonna hit you. This is just for imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is January 15th, 1947. Mm-hmm. You're in a nice Los Angeles suburban neighborhood.
It was the summer of 82.
No,
I was in my backyard eating ice cream.
No.
When I licked the bee. It wasn't good.
No. This is January 15th, 1947. Okay?
Summer of 47.
No, winter of 47.
Oh. I'll be a dad then. What you talking about?
Okay,
well, it's Los Angeles, so it's like, you know, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're a mother taking your child for a walk. You turn your head over to the right side of the street, and you're like, man, why is there a mannequin laying butt naked with very descriptive body parts on the side of the road right
I'm going to skit that and sell it for like $50.
It's not a mannequin, though.
But I thought it was.
No, you get closer, and you see this mannequin has guts and an actual face and like skin.
Then I'm going to scream.
It's a corpse. And it is the corpse of 22-year-old Elizabeth Short.
Wonder how much I could get off that.
She's been murdered, cut in half, like surgically cut in half. That's how precise it is.
I can get a couple grand from that.
No, you can't. What are you going to sell her for?
Organs.
Dark
they got to be alive to be worth anything.
Sure about that?
People are weird these days. Oh, well, back then.
It's called the dark web for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if. Okay. Different strokes for different folks, but okay. She was clean in half at the waist. And it said that the body was posed in such a way that it was like she looked like a mannequin. And she was naked and drained and bleh, you know, mm-hmm. Nasty.
How'd you get through the bone?
What? Her spine, that comes up later. So she went missing like a day or two before that. And the only witness to the crime scene said that they noticed a black sedan pulling away from that early in the morning prior to the mother having walked past
it. Mom drives.
What?
Oh, she does it suburban.
Maybe.
It's pretty close.
Well, maybe she did it. Maybe. Hmm. Food for thought.
My mom was alive back in 47.
Anyways.
I doubt it.
Because the body was drained in such a way, it said that the murderer must have been, like, a surgeon or had some medical history background because, like, it was cut so clean. Well, I mean, do you, Isaac,
I mean, maybe
you,
they had a ruler.
It was a vampire.
A ruler, yes. Have y'all ever, like...
A vampire. You know, I'm telling you, Count Dracula came in for midnight snack.
But why wouldn't he just, like, suck her blood and then leave her? Why would he take the time to, like, kill her and...
He was trying to get his medical degree, and he needed to practice, buddy.
No.
There's cadavers for that.
People on drugs do miracles, okay?
Houdini.
No, there's... From the way that this was described to me, there was no way someone without some kind of knowledge in their head could have done
that. Houdini?
This is, like, the cheapest version of liposuction, okay?
I guess so.
Maybe she was talking to the wrong people and got sliced up. I don't know.
She might have been. That's one theory. Actually, the theory that makes the most sense to me is about a doctor named Dr. George Hodel.
He sounds like a rapist.
I mean, you know what? He probably could have been. His son actually tried to get him convicted for this murder. They brought dogs to his house, and the dogs smelled around the basement and smelled rotting flesh and, like, decomposing and
stuff. It's never good when they have a basement.
It's never good, because that's where all the worst things happen.
That's why they put them in the horror movies.
I was in a basement once.
I have a basement.
They were, like, going in his house, like, trying to find all of that stuff, but they never found enough to, like, actually,
convict him.
They just found some evidence that was, like, leading to it. They actually, there's apparently, like, a recording of Dr. Hodel, and he was talking about, like, the murder, and he actually said, supposing I did kill the Black Dahlia, they couldn't prove it now. They can't talk to my secretary because she's dead.
Huh.
But that's all the tea they got on him.
So. Killed everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was a doctor, so he could have cut her clean in half.
This dude.
Did he have any, like, motives or anything towards her, if you know?
Probably not. I feel like he would probably be, like, a sociopath because...
He had a crush and thought that if he couldn't have her, no one could.
Most serial killers, like, if you're going to do something like that, most serial killers would be like, I'm going to do it again, and they'll have, like, a...
Well, that's why you killed his secretary.
But, like, if you kill one, like...
Some people are satisfied with one. I don't know.
Black Dahlia was a stage name, like...
Yeah, it was... She was in Los Angeles to pursue acting, and so her stage name was Black Dahlia.
Did she just make that up, or did people start calling her that?
Like, people called her that.
Okay.
But her real name was Elizabeth Short, and she was really pretty. But don't look up pictures of her face after she got murdered, because that will really freak you out.
Now you got me, like...
I mean, look it up if you don't want to sleep at night.
I slept through anything. I could do it.
All right. Y'all know, I actually couldn't fall asleep the other night because I was thinking about how you have to pretend to be asleep to actually go to sleep. You ever thought about that?
What?
Like, to go to sleep.
Are these conspiracy theories on how to sleep now?
Yeah, it is. But, like, if you think about it, when you're trying to go to sleep, you close your eyes, you get real still and quiet and comfortable. And you just lay there and you wait to fall asleep. So you have to pretend to be asleep to go to sleep. That kept me up for 2 hours the other night.
That's nice,
like,
actually.
I was like,
my insomnia kept me up for 2 hours last night.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
Next to that, Christina.
Heck yeah. Love it.
Okay, well, I think it's about time we end this podcast.
She looks like Jim Morrison.
Oh my gosh. Have some respect. So we're going to end it there because we don't want to use up all the storage on Christina's phone because that is rude.
Bang.
But anyways, this is Laura. Goodbye.
Y'all have a great day.
Y'all got to all say goodbye.
Oh, adios.
Wow.
Bonjour. No, yes. Bon voyage. I forgot how to say it.
Bon
voyage. One of our participants over there is getting scarred for life.
Let me see it.
Looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I told you it was terrible.
Bro, that's my wife.
That's a major
can't
oof.
Make fun of my wife.
You're
going to
see that in your room tonight, Isaiah. You're gonna
bad.
See.
I hope so.
Okay.
It's been a
man, who needs
wife?
Freddy, okay. Freddy right. Krueger and Jason? They just need to, like, put a jump scare of her.
Yeah.
Her
you put her face up there and tell her story.
Look like Leatherface in here.
It ain't that bad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Y'all are all getting haunted. I'm just minding my own business. Okay, we got to go. Bye, friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Arrivederci.